AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Best Buy's near-high rebound leaves a confirmation gap as volume trails the four-week jump. Best Buy closed at $78.53 after a 9.8% week and a 39.5% four-week rebound, but the trend signal remains inactive, and participation is still below average. Research brief. Best Buy Co. Inc. has moved back into the upper end of its 52-week range, sitting 4.9% below its $82.61 high after a sharp short-term recovery. The stock is outperforming much of U.S. consumer cyclical and specialty retail on recent momentum, with positive market dynamics and relative strength. The caveat is confirmation. The trend signal is inactive. Volume was only 0.9x the 13-week average, and 13-week volatility is running above the one-year baseline. Key points. 1. BBY rose 9.8% in the latest week to $78.53, taking its four-week return to 39.5% and its 12-week return to 27.0%. 2. Price is 17.9% above the $66.59 trend line and 10.3% above fair value at $71.19, placing it in the upper 85.2% of its 52-week range. 3. Market dynamics is positive at 1.08, and relative strength is 3.63, but the trend signal remains inactive. 4. Volume of 17.9 million shares was below both the 13-week average of 20.6 million and the 52-week average of 19.6 million, leaving participation unconvincing. 5. Within U.S. specialty retail, BBY ranked fourth on four-week performance, behind more extreme movers, but ahead of many larger cyclical peers. Weekly move puts Best Buy back near its high. Best Buy finished the week ended 12 June at $78.53, up 9.8%, leaving the consumer electronics retailer only 4.9% below its 52-week high of $82.61. The move followed an uneven sequence, a 26.5% jump in late May, an 8.2% setback the following week, and then another strong advance. That pattern supports the packet's early recovery watch label, but it also shows why confirmation still matters. The price position is constructive. BBY is 17.9% above its $66.59 trend line and 10.3% above fair value at $71.19, with the stock now sitting in the top 85.2% of its one-year range. The premium suggests renewed demand, although it also reduces the margin for disappointment if momentum fades near the prior high. Sector and industry context favors the rebound, but breadth is selective. The wider U.S. consumer cyclical group had a positive week, averaging a 3.4% return, while the U.S. specialty retail industry averaged 7.3%. Best Buy outpaced both over 1 week and was especially strong over 4 weeks, where its 39.5% gain compares with 6.2% for the sector and 11.2% for the industry. In the sector peer set, BBY sits in the 78th percentile, with positive market dynamics and positive relative strength. The peer picture is supportive, but not uniform. Within specialty retail, the group's trend breadth is 33.3%, positive market dynamics breadth is 56.25%, and positive relative strength breadth is only 25.0%. That means BBY's recovery is occurring in a group with better short-term pressure than broad relative confirmation. Williams-Sonoma offers a cleaner peer comparison with an active trend signal, while BBY's signal state remains behind its price recovery. Momentum has improved faster than the signal state. Momentum is clearly stronger across the measured windows. 1W up 9.8%, 4W up 39.5%, 12W up 27.0%, 26W up 10.0%, and 52W up 19.2%. Market dynamics improved to 1.08, up sharply over 4 weeks, and relative strength moved to 3.63 after being deeply negative in May. The recovery from a $56.28 close in mid-May to $78.53 now gives the stock a stronger weekly profile than it had during the spring decline. The issue is that the trend signal is still inactive, with active trend weeks at only 14 of 52, or 26.9%. That keeps the signal state behind the price action.
A strong price move above trend can be constructive.
But ShareMaestro confirmation is stronger when the signal dynamics, relative strength, and volume all align. Volume and risk keep the setup from being clean. The latest week's 17.9 million shares were equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average. That is a restraint rather than a rejection. But it does mean the 9.8% move did not arrive with broad volume confirmation. The prior large up week on 29 May drew 36.7 million shares. So the market has already shown it can trade BBY with heavier participation when conviction is higher. Risk evidence is mixed. The stock has had 30 downside weeks versus 22 upside weeks over the past year, and downside breadth stands at 57.7%. Recent volatility is 8.9%, well above the 52-week volatility measure of 6.1%, pointing to a more unstable recovery phase. Average gains of 5.9% have outweighed average losses of 3.4%, but the week-to-week swings remain elevated. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether BBY can sustain trade near the 52-week high without losing market dynamics. A push through the prior high would carry more weight if volume moves decisively above average, particularly if the volume ratio rises beyond 1.5 times. Without that, the move risks looking like a fast recovery into overhead resistance rather than a confirmed regime shift. The $66.59 trend line remains the key weekly regime reference, while fair value at $71.19 is the nearer valuation anchor. Holding above both would keep the recovery constructive. A fade back toward fair value, especially with weakening market dynamics or relative strength, would make the inactive trend signal more important. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.